There's another category of the 9/11 family, the residents of Lower Manhattan. And I'm very pleased to have with us a woman who is an artist, who's just such a beautiful spirit to be with, and she's been part of our movement. I've known her for a little over a year. She's been part of the movement also out in San Francisco, and she has done amazing work with the other residents and other organizations that are part of the 9/11 family. And she has a great idea, by the way, for everybody that's going to be at Ground Zero on Monday. She put together these little ribbons, red, white, and blue, of course, symbolizing our love, our patriotism. So picture us in our black Investigate 9/11 t-shirts with a ribbon, the red, white, and blue. I think that's so significant because nobody can look at us and say, you people are enemies. No, we're the patriots. So make sure you get your ribbon at Cooper Union tomorrow. And by the way, if anybody still needs a ticket for Cooper Union, you can get one on the way out tonight. And also, these first responders, by the way, have suffered an awful lot, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also financially. We'll have a basket for a collection for them. If anybody can spare a couple dollars to help them with their expenses, getting here and everything, believe it or not, they need it. So please help us with that. And help us also now welcome Jeanette McKinley. Who lives one block south of Ground Zero.
Thanks, Les. I feel speechless. My heart really goes out to all the responders, and my heart went out to you, and it really does, it practically does leave me speechless. And I think it's a feeling that I get quite a bit after, on this fifth anniversary, I've been going to different events. I went to St. Paul's to the meeting about the federal aid for the responders. And, you know, it wasn't only the responders, it was also the residents and the students at the high schools. I mean, the reason they don't want to give anybody any compensation at all is because once they open that door, this really actually affected tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. I was had quite an affectionate relationship with the World Trade Center. My boyfriend and I lived about 100 feet away from directly across the street, if you know where that Burger King is, for 4 years before 9/11. And it was a wonderful place to live. Life was great. Everything was really wonderful for me. We were in our apartment on 9/11, watching everything out the window. I could see the flames. We stayed in our apartment because we were scared that we would be trampled to death. There was so much mayhem going on outside. And all along, as I believe today, I kept thinking, well, everything is going to be all right. Just don't worry. Well, I was actually in the kitchen working on flower arrangements. My friend Jim was taking photographs when the tower collapsed. You see the cloud that you see roaring down the street actually came roaring inside our apartment, bursting in the windows and covering us with dust. And it was my friend Jim knew that we would need to put wet towels around our head. He just kept saying, get wet towels. Being underneath the cloud was really quite terrifying because it was pitch black. It really was when, you know, it became an instant hell. But as terrifying as that was actually the easy part of the being a survivor, because we were surviving and you still felt that everything was going to be okay. You didn't, you know, I have a harder time now than I do now that I've seen the truth. It is such a horrible thing to live with. And I really appreciate why people have such a hard time accepting this. It took me 3 years to really be able to believe it. I mean, from the very beginning, people were telling me that, you know, the truth, really. But I really had faith in the government and that the commission report was going to just explain everything. So I really kind of held on to that hope. But I guess I'm kind of rambling myself, but different feelings that I had immediately after 9/11. I wanted to join the army. I mean, it really instilled a desire to kill in me. I was going to join the army. I was going to get revenge, and that was it. So I really have an appreciation for how hard it is to get people to move over from that position, because I think it's just a normal reaction to want to kill. And that was really reinforced by the government's position. Well, in order to come to grips with my post-traumatic stress, I didn't even know what a terrorist was. So the first thing I needed to do was educate myself. I, after staying in a hotel, our apartment was completely destroyed. I moved out to San Francisco. I joined the Commonwealth Club, and I started educating myself. And, you know, the official story is probably about 15 words. It's a sound bite. 19 hijackers, box cutters, hate our freedom. The truth is, in order to really get to the bottom of what really happened, it takes years of study. I was really surprised when I first started researching it, just how many different angles there were. And, you know, the American public is just too apathetic to want to put in the time it takes. So I'm just happy that every one of you has taken the time, because they're very complex issues, and I feel honored to even be, you know, that with the truth movement. I've belonged to different survivors groups, and there are a lot of different other places I could be with 9/11 events, but the only group that I feel an alliance to and an allegiance to is the truth movement. And I really think that even little things that every single one of us do matter, and I'm always trying to get people to just do whatever they can. Like, I was trying to think about what I was going to wear for 9/11 and what I was going to wear for my talk. Well, I ended up coming across this little flag, and this is actually from 9/11. I don't know who was here in New York on 9/11, but if you remember, everybody was wearing one of these. Everywhere you turned, people had one of these. And for me, I have a lot of feeling for this, because it was when we were unified, there was just such a feeling of unity in the whole country. Everybody was on the same page together. And when I was trying to think what I could contribute to the 9/11 movement, I actually made up 100 of these when I saw, or 1,000, excuse me, I have 1,000 of these that we're going to be giving out. And I'm really hoping, as a sign of unity, that we will have our black t-shirts on. And I also really, as a patriot, you know, want everybody to wear these ribbons, because it's like, I feel like this has been taken away from us. You know, we're made to feel like we're not patriots, where we're the real patriots. So I'm always trying to find ways to unify us, and just know that every action, you're planting seeds. And you can just see that as a grassroots movement, it's amazing that we're getting the coverage that we are now, that it really has become mainstream. Let's see, what are some of my other messages that, like, reflecting back on the last 5 years, I guess I really wanted to try to bring a message of hope, but it was actually pretty hard for me to even think of anything hopeful. I mean, it's just so much doom and gloom and depression. It's just, I mean, it's kind of hard to even be involved with this. So I appreciate that anybody even takes the effort. You know, so many people just turn their back to it, because who really wants to feel bad? I don't know. So, but it was the It was the commissioners themselves that convinced me. I was in San Francisco when the commission report, and I could see that it was a cover-up, and that was such a turning moment when the day I saw the commissioners. And I saw one of the commissioners the other night, Lee Hamilton, when he was at Pace University, and I could have thrown up, actually. Like, I wish I would have just like walked up, because that's how I was feeling inside. When you really see what you're up against, these guys are so slick. You know, they have the spin absolutely down, and they're so proud of themselves. It just nauseates you to think that with everything that they are doing, that they can for 1 second sleep at night and be proud of themselves. So it seems like everything I go to, I end up getting upset and worked up. And so I guess I should mention, like, as a solution, one of the solutions, I think I spend so much time on 9/11 truth that after the 5th anniversary, I think I want to start talking to people about buying electric cars and trying to resurrect the electric cars to become independent of foreign oil, because I see that as one of the solutions. And so I'm trying to find things in my life that can be positive, because, you know, so many times the truth movement is like hitting your head against the brick wall. But anyway, as I said, my heart goes out to the responders. Another thing about the responders, I used to think that they, you know, wanted everything done so quickly because of the opening up Wall Street, but then I later came to see it was because they wanted the evidence removed, that it was all about evidence removal. And when you think of all the dust that's, you know, buried at Fresh Kills, I think they want the dust buried. They're really trying to just bury all the evidence. And I think the answers are really more complicated than we could ever imagine. But anyway, I have a lot of affection, and being part of the truth movement is really meaningful to me, and I just appreciate, you know, the friendships that I've developed through this. It's been very meaningful to me. Okay. Oh, I have one other thing. I actually, as part of my contribution, I do have a lot of affection for the area. And in the newspaper that they put out in the back, it says, A Guide to Ground Zero. Because when you go down to Ground Zero, I wanted everybody to be everywhere. You know, there's not just at the perimeter. There's a lot of memorials down there. I list them in this newspaper. There's memorials for the firemen that died. There's memorials for people who died in the building over in the World Financial Center. The sphere that was located at Ground Zero is down in Battery Park. I really want it. There's church services at both Trinity Church and St. Paul's Church. Anyway, the back page of this is A Guide to Ground Zero, and it's, you know, it actually is part of the area that I love, and so I just wanted to share some of the things I knew about Ground Zero with you. Okay, thank you.